ladies and gentlemen, we have a little novelty here for you this evening. We're going to take a little trip through the jungles, you know. And we want you all to travel with us. Because that tiger's running so fast. Takes about 7 courses to catch that baby. So I want you all to count with me. I'm gone. I'm gone. Look here, boy. I'm getting away from here. Bobby.
You're not sweating too much. I think they were. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra from 1932. Yep, Tiger Rag. The new Tiger Rag as opposed to the old unimproved one. It was a little novelty in there. The novelty was that they could all catch their breath at the end of it. And before that, Jelly Roll Morton's Hot Red Hot Peppers from 1927. Hyena Stomp. Either that or somebody's got to lay off the meds. Starting with Red Norvo, one of his a composition that was not lost. Many of these compositions he burned in rage because Jack Capp over at Brunswick said he got upset that he tried to record something that might appeal to somebody other than a 14-year-old girl. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but obviously, they weren't selling records to just xylophonists. And that was Dance of the Octopus, an amazing recording from 1933. Too bad those other, just like a lot of other lost compositions, like Scott Joplin's concert works, all in that big memory hole somewhere, gone forever. So, don't burn your poetry. It might actually be pretty good. I haven't burned mine, even though people have recommended it. I'm Andy Senior, your poet out of residence, and this is Radiola with 20s and 30s music and a few odd, strange things thrown in as well. And we're continuing with this Johnson Smith episode with the Johnson. Fats Waller playing the composition by James B. Johnson, Carolina Shout, and that's from 1941. Thank you.
where were you going in such a big hurry coming out of that apartment house last night? Oh, did you see me? Sure, I seen you almost broke my leg and come out ruining the janitor.
Oh, yeah?
Sure you did. And who was that man running behind you, Jimmy, trying to catch up with you?
Oh, that must have been my friend, Clarence.
Well, if it was your friend, Jimmy, why didn't you let him caught up with you?
Oh, man, that's my best friend. He must have been trying to catch me.
Well, Jimmy, you tell me you go around to his house a lot.
I do. I go to see his wife and him all the time.
Yes, but what was that shiny thing you had in his right hand waving at your coattail, Jimmy?
Oh, I must have left something, and he was trying to give it to me.
Yes, if he'd have given you what he was waving at your coattail with, Jimmy, he would have cut your friendship out.
Oh, come on, let's play piano. Thank you.
The Theme Song of the 1920s by, I think, one of our most impressive Johnsons tonight, both as a pianist and a composer, James P. Johnson. That was the Charleston as played by the Savoy Orpheans from 1925. Before that, Jimmy Johnson himself and Clarence Williams. How Could I Be Blue? Not really comedians, more pianists, but what pianists? And starting with Fats Waller playing his friend's composition, Carolina Shout. That was from 1941. And yes, we continue now with Duke Ellington and his orchestra from 1927. I think Jabbo Smith was briefly toying with the idea of joining the Ellington Band back around 1927, but he ultimately decided against it because he thought he could get a better job. Funny thing is, almost everybody who worked for Ellington worked for him for was like a lifetime chair in the band. So it was one of Jabbo's many, many mistakes in career-wise. Not musically, because musically he was flawless, but he didn't always have the best advice or follow the best advice. So this is called What Can a Poor Fellow Do? And my answer to that is about 25 years more than a rich fellow. Here's Duke.
Thank you.
Appropriate. The name of that was Reddy Holcomb, which sort of is associated with Johnson Smith. I always wanted to buy some of those X-ray specs, although I knew in my secret heart of hearts they didn't actually work, but it's fun to be fooled, although sometimes it's dangerous. And that was Jabbo Smith and his Rhythm Aces from 1929. So you see him at the zenith of his powers. And before that, Charlie Johnson's original Paradise 10. Birmingham Black Bottom, I believe that was Monette Morgan. I'm not, I have to look that up, but there's Jabbo in there, starting with Jabbo from 1927 also, with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, sitting in for Bubber Miley, who was off on one of his freaking bouts of whatever, not doing too well, but there was Jabbo, up and coming. If he had stuck with the Duke, he would have had been an interesting sound in that band. I have to admit. Now, Texas Alexander, backed up by Lonnie Johnson and Eddie Lang as Blind Willie Dunn, and that was from 1928. Here it is, Wercox Blues.
Mama ain't gonna be your oh, wake up no more. Mama ain't gonna be yo. Oh, wake up no more. You done fooled around, woman. Let your heart get cold. Get up early in the morning, just a while for day. She will get up early in the morning, just a while for day. Then cook your breakfast, man, rush you. Come in, Daddy, no mouth is gone. Come in, Daddy, no mouth is gone. You can never tell when your heart is coming back home. You can't never tell what these double-crossing women will do. You can't never tell what these double-crossing women will do. That they will have your buddy, then play fake on you. If you want me for your own,
Kiss me nice or leave me alone. It makes my love come down. It makes my love come down. Take me bye-bye. It makes my love come down. When you take me for a ride, when I'm close up by your side, it makes my love come down. Riding all around, easy riding, makes my love come down.
Love will show your weakness and make you feel so fine. Love will show your weakness and make you feel so fine. And love sometimes will make you lose your mind. Love is a ball of fire. Sometimes it keeps you warm. Love is a ball of fire. Sometimes it keeps you warm. Without your overcoat, that will make you leave your home. You will hit the highway, baby, and walk from coast to coast. You will hit the highway, baby, and walk from coast to coast. You miss your man the most.
Love Shows Weakness, Merline or Merline Johnson, however she pronounced that. That was from 1938. I don't know if I... Well, love may show weakness, but the alternative is pretty dismal. I've been both places. And before that, we had Bessie Smith, It Makes My Love Come Down, 1929. Texas Alexander with Lonnie Johnson, Eddie Lang, Workox Blues. Not very. I think those people could all use some counseling. I really do. That was from 1928. Now, here's Arnold Johnson, whom I discovered as part of another CD featuring another band. And I was astonished to discover how good these recordings were. They were a transcription from 1937. And Arnold Johnson didn't make a lot of records. I think I've got some of his old Brunswicks at home. But this stuff is just incredible, and they're basically modern arrangements of classical. There's one jazz tune thrown in here. What he does here with this band is astonishing, and because they're short, I'm including three of them, and we'll follow that with another thing after. But they're all from 37. We're going to pay tribute to that which has been oppressing us. My apologies to the oven across the nation right now, and those people can try to fan themselves as this is playing. From Rimsky-Korsakov, Hymn to the Sun.
look what you're doing. You're trying to drive old Tribal Heads to ruin. After you're gone, after you're gone.
Smith on the violin with his Onyx Club Boys from 1936, After You've Gone. It's tough to follow Arnold Johnson, I'll tell you that. Arnold Johnson, amazing. The last thing he played was the Schubert composition, The Bee, as opposed to the Rimsky-Korsakov. The Schubert. And those trumpet duets were astonishing. Everything was amazing. Before that, a reading of Copenhagen, starting with Hymn to the Sun. These were all from recorded under pseudonymously as Art Jasper and his orchestra, 1937, on a world transcription. So I don't even know where these stand in relation to public domain or anything, but they're kind of out there. They've been released on CD, if you can find it. I got mine from Australia. But I think there are a few around on the Circle CD, number CCD20. If you can find this stuff, it's well worth investing. Plus, you get the Dorsey brothers on the other half, and they're without the benefit of all that reverb they put on those LPs during the 60s. Those phony stereo sounds. Much better sounding. It's worth it for By Heck, too, for the Dorseys. But 1937, Arnold Johnson. Now, Whispering Jack Smith continues. 1927, Me and My Shadow.
Shades of night are falling and I'm lonely, standing on the corner, oh so blue. Sweethearts having fun, pass me one by one. Guess I'll wind up like I always do, with only me and my shadow, strolling down the avenue. Me and my shadow, not a soul to tell our troubles to. And when it's 12 o'clock, we climb the stair, we never knock, for nobody's there, just me and my shadow, all alone and oh so blue. When the sun sets on the far horizon, the parlor lamps begin to glow. Jim and Jack and John put their slippers on. They're all set, but we're still on the go. So lonely, me and my shadow, strolling down the avenue. Me and my shadow, not a soul to tell our troubles to. And when I go out at night with my old pal, we never fight about any gal, just me and my shadow, all alone and all so blue. And when it's 12 o'clock, we climb the stair, we never knock, for nobody's there, just me and my shadow, all alone and oh so blue.
Thank you. for you to whom it may concern. The thrill of your caress can bring real happiness. That much I will confess to whom it may concern. I loved you from the start, but you just broke my heart and left me memories that bled and burn. So you have someone new, I'm still in love with you, and you can tell that to whom it may concern.
This time is Smith Ballou and his orchestra. Well, I guess he earned that, singing all those songs. To whom it may concern, memories that bless and burn. I can't. That, what a turn of phrase that is, and how accurate, because they do both. And before that, we had Kate Smith, Clementine from New Orleans, 1927, starting with Whispering Jack Smith again. Didn't he have sort of a delivery like Vaughn DeLeith? They sort of did that half singing, half talking. It's amazing. They both did that, and it's okay. I don't mind it. 1927. This is Andy Senior, your half singing, half talking, half standing, half sitting host of Radiola, and we have another hour of this stuff. After which we have Jonathan Mead coming in. This, by the way, is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. WHCL.org. What more can I say? That's saying a lot. Here's our novelties. As promised, what's Johnson Smith without novelties? Well, here we are. Betty Boop. The music goes round and round.
One night while playing in the band, a girl came up, she said, "You're grand." So I replied in words, "Slow down. Now this is how the music goes round. I blow through here. The music goes round and around. Ho, 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 and it comes up here. I push the first valve down. The music goes down and around. Ho, 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 and it comes up here. I push the middle valve. Push the other valve down. The music goes round and around. Oh. the music goes round and around.